But recently, we've been kind of striking out in finding new antibiotics. Like I mentioned, 1940 to 1960, we were getting a lot of success looking in soil, in the bacteria that are found there, and seeing what they could produce. But since about 1987, there has been a void in the discovery of new classes of antibiotics. And that's largely in part due to the problem of rediscovery. So when you do these kind of isolations of bacteria and looking for activity, you can find streptomycin over and over and over again. So one of the strategies that our lab and what Tiny Earth is doing is to try and be smarter about where we're looking for these antibiotics. What are the different types of bacteria that we can exploit, or the different types of environments where we haven't looked in the past? So my lab tackles this not through soil, but looking at host-microbe interactions and the microbiome. In particular, microbiomes that are associated with hosts that have to deal with disease. So plants and crops, we already talked about, they have to fight off infectious disease all the time. Their microbes that are either in the soil or on their leaves are helping fight off that infection. And so we're taking that kind of discovery approach to see what type of molecules they're producing, and maybe we can use those to develop new antibiotics. Frogs, salamanders, and snakes are also a major focus of our lab. So looking for frogs and salamanders out in the environment, swabbing them for their bacteria, and seeing what kind of chemistry that bacteria might provide to help combat against their infectious diseases. So we integrate new methods in this too, getting these big culture collections from various hosts, diverse hosts, seeing how those bacteria interact, who's killing who, and then bringing in some kind of new technologies like transcriptomics, genomics, and metabolomics to make this a high-throughput discovery exercise. Sarah impressed upon you the massive numbers of Tiny Earth students that are taking the course every year. To be able to screen all of the isolates from all of those students would be impossible without these high-throughput methods. So we're both actively involved in running them, but also developing new ones. And yeah, new methods lead to new discoveries. So this involves integrating all different types of genomic and metabolomic information. Also screening them against organisms that we haven't tried to kill before. Acinetobacter baumannii is a major priority of the US Army right now because infections that are getting picked up by soldiers in the battlefield tend to be resistant if they're caused by this organism. And we only really knew about this organism in around 1990 to 1995. So it was not part of the screening methods from Big Pharma that were pretty much over by 1980. So looking in new places, but also screening for new targets. Integrating all these different high throughput data sets can be very challenging. And so one of the things that our lab is doing as well is trying to integrate machine learning and artificial intelligence to make sense of all this data to point us towards the new antibiotics. So these are the major challenges that we're going after, finding new and useful molecules, and using high throughput and new school omics methods to try and mine that chemistry. Getting the bacteria that make these molecules to actually produce them can be a major challenge as well, because most bacterial chemistry is going to be not produced under lab conditions. They're used to being living out in nature in very different environments. When we bring them into the lab, sometimes they don't behave in the same way. And so synthetic biology and high throughput elicitation is a major focus of our group as well. And then, of course, we don't really know much about what antibiotics are actually doing in nature. And if we did, then we might be smarter about where to look for the next ones. So understanding these ecological roles is a major frontier that our lab is very interested in studying further. And so, just to wrap up, antibiotics are the cornerstone of modern medicine and are a major defense against bacterial and fungal diseases, not just for our diseases, but the diseases that affect us through the food chain, so the diseases of our crops as well. Most antibiotics that we know about are made by bacteria and fungi themselves, and resistance is a major threat to their effectiveness. So both in my lab and at research across the globe, we're aimed at developing new strategies for combating this resistance and to find new antibiotics that work in new ways. And with that, I'll just want to acknowledge my team. Some of them are pictured here, others are not. We need to take a new picture soon. And then our funding sources at the bottom. And thank you for your attention.